From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Several years ago, the journalist Mark Boal was embedded with a bomb squad while covering American troops in Iraq. That experience led him to write the screenplay for the new war movie, The Hurt Locker. It follows a bomb squad on its daily rounds. Our critic Bob Mondello says it follows a little closer than some moviegoers might find comfortable.
There's nothing quite like blowing up a major star in the first 5 minutes of a movie to put an audience on notice. I won't tell you who. Suffice it to say, he seems to be being cautious, first using a radio-controlled robot to explode a bomb half a block away, and then, when the robot gets stuck, donning a bulky protective suit and helmet that make him look like a deep-sea diver.
It's nice and hot in here.
All as it happens for naught.
Okay, I'm laying on the charge. Nice and sweet. I'm coming back.
His men warily watch the locals, looking for triggering devices. And when he's still much too close, they spot one.
25.
25 meters, roger that.
Butcher shop, 2 o'clock, dude has a phone.
Why is Eldridge running? Come on, guys, talk to me.
Drop the phone!
Hey, Boone!
I can't get a shot!
This is a guy who's careful. So when the guy replacing him appears more cavalier, it really spooks the squad. And after this opening should spook audiences as well. Staff Sergeant Will James, played by Jeremy Renner, may be a careful, even a talented technician, but he comes off as a showboating cowboy, as likely as not to strip off his protective gear when he approaches a bomb.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
What are you doing?
There's enough banging there to send us all to Jesus. I'm gonna die. I wanna die comfortable.
The adrenaline rush of war has been largely missing from Hollywood's Iraq, but it's certainly front and center in The Hurt Locker, the first war movie in a while that feels as if it could have starred John Wayne. Director Kathryn Bigelow ratchets up tension and jangles nerves with scene after scene that could go either way, as when the squad tries to free a terrified Iraqi who's been chained into a bomb harness.
There's too many locks. There's too many. I can't do it.
I do.
I can't get it off. I'm sorry, okay? You understand? I'm sorry.
Let off me.
You hear me? I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. No. Get down now.
If the film were just a series of explosions artfully shot, Bigelow might lay claim to making a ferociously effective war flick, but she and screenwriter Mark Boal are aiming a little higher. They want to get inside the heads of the men in the squad, a trickier proposition. When the film gets misty about subsidiary characters, it also gets a bit lost, but more often it's psychologically astute, especially when demonstrating how friction between the new guy and the squad smooths a bit when they discover he's got a sentimental side, a keepsake box filled with bomb parts.
This one, y'all, is from our first call together. This box is full of stuff that almost killed me.
What about this one? Where's this one from, Will?
It's my wedding ring. Like I said, stuff that almost killed me.
There are things the Hurt Locker does not do. The Iraqis mostly are just scowling faces, and the reasons for the American presence are left to other movies. The focus here is on a single bomb squad, and if the quote that first lights up the screen, "War is a drug," has been amply illustrated by the end of The Hurt Locker, what Bigelow makes even more explosively clear is that for these men, war is also centrally a job they have to be really good at, or they won't do it for long. I'm Bob Mondello.
You can watch clips from The Hurt Locker and find reviews of lighter fare, including the new Transformers movie, at npr.org.